The New South Wales Government and the Commonwealth Governments are now both working to shut down the Health Services Union's East Branch. The Federal Government is arguing in the Federal Court for an administrator to be appointed, but there are questions over whether it has the jurisdiction to act. Now the New South Wales Government says it can have the union placed into administration next week, as Samantha Hawley reports.
The Health Services Union is occupying many political minds, and it might take two governments from different sides of the fence to rid the union's East Branch of its officials.
The New South Wales Government is very concerned for the members of HSU.
Next week, the New South Wales Finance Minister Greg Pearce will introduce legislation in State Parliament to ensure the HSU's largest branch is placed into administration. The Federal Government is trying to do likewise in the Federal Court, but doubts have been raised over whether the court has jurisdiction over a state union. Mr Pearce says the New South Wales Government could deliver a faster outcome.
We're proposing to move very quickly. Even if Fair Work did have the capacity to deal with the New South Wales assets and members, they're not going to even begin their hearings until 5th of June, so it's a long way off.
How quickly do you think you can act from that end?
Well, we will be introducing legislation on Tuesday, the next day that we're sitting in New South Wales, and we will be pushing that through as hard as we can, and we hope that the Labor Party is actually being fair dinkum about trying to clean this mess up. If they are, they'll support the legislation next week, and we'll have it through next week. We'll have an administrator in to the union next week in New South Wales if the Labor Party is fair dinkum and supports it.
The Workplace Relations Minister, Bill Shorten, is overseas and wasn't available for interview. In a press release, he says the federal court action by the government is unprecedented, but was taken to ensure the HSU functions into the future for the benefit of members. Andrew Stewart, a professor of law at the University of Adelaide, says the New South Wales government might not have the whole answer either.
The difficulty here is that you've got two separate legal bodies operating. You've got the federal union, which has a branch called HSU East, which represents members in New South Wales and Victoria. But then also operating in New South Wales is a separate union that's registered under New South Wales industrial law. That's a legally separate body. You've got two separate entities that are subject to two different legislative regimes.
Andrew Stewart says that would require the federal and state governments working together.
It would be easier in the long run, and certainly would produce a much quicker and more lasting solution, or at least the chance of one, if they got their heads together and figured a way around the legal technicality.
The HSU saga still has a long way to run. The Fair Work Australia report into the Health Services Union and its former official, Labor MP Craig Thompson, still hasn't been made public, but it is now in the hands of Victorian and New South Wales police.
Samantha Hawley reporting.